Sugar Underwood, a performer who's always appealed to me, not only for his playing, but for the fact that I have sugar and type on an Underwood. Fancy that. What are the chances? And before that, we had Fats Waller playing the SD organ in the Camden Studios of the Victor Talking Machine Company, Stompin' the Bug. And before that, Eddie Lang, not with a much smaller instrument, but no doubt much equally expressive and wonderful sound. A Little Love, A Little Kiss, all from 1927. And we're continuing with 27 tonight. We're going to take it all the way in. A couple of them not quite 27, a couple from 26, but mostly from 27. The others are just used for illustrative examples. I'm your illustrative example, Andy Sr. with Radiola, here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org on the electric internet. Now, going to New Orleans. This was recorded in New Orleans. Louis Dumain's Jazzola 8, Towa Bakawa, which, who knows what they were thinking. I'm sure that has a meaning, which I've not been able to delve into, but it sounds like the Midnight Special to me. Same song, but different lyrics. Here it is. Thank you. Decide that my infrequent forays into the outside world require that I get one of those newfangled cell phones, I think I would like that as my alternate ringtone. Nobody would get their calls answered, though, because I'd just be digging it and play it all the time. Papa's got the Jim Jams, Oscar Papa Celestin's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, and that was recorded in New Orleans. What a record. Before that, a New York recording. It was the original Cotton Club Band, Andy Preer and his Cotton Club Orchestra, and Duke Ellington followed him almost immediately. Shortly after this, he didn't live that long. He died shortly after this was done. But we'll play some Duke too. Don't worry. But this was the original Cotton Club Band of the 20s, and that would have been from like 23 to 27. When that was recorded. And we started with another, we bookended that one with another New Orleans recording, Louis Domaine's Jazzola 8, Towa Baka Wa. And unless you think I'm babbling, that's exactly what I have written down here. And if you think I'm babbling, perhaps I am babbling. We'll just have to determine that. And continuing on Radiola, on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't give these station IDs that often, but I want people to know this stuff is on and what station they're listening to, definitely. And I'm Andy Senior, your talkative host here on Radiola. And this is continuing with, this is a good CD. This is, he's about to put out another edition of this CD, Volume 2. But this is Volume 1 of the Big Broadcast CD, which was compiled by Rich Connedy. Another broadcaster that I've been enjoying for years, listening to his stuff first on the crackly AM signal from WNEW and WQEW somewhat later. And then I discovered, when I found the electric internet, I found that his shows were thick on the ground. And not thick, but light. Wonderful, wonderful recordings. And this show owes a debt of gratitude to his expertise, because I avoided a few mistakes listening to Rich and getting his advice. Well, this is from his big broadcast CD, Volume 1, Scrappy Lambert, Me and My Shadow. And here's Scrappy.
Days of night are falling and I'm lonely, standing on the corner feeling blue. Sweethearts out for fun, pass me one by one. Guess I'll wind up like I always do with only me and my shadow strolling down the avenue. Me and my shadow, not a soul to tell our troubles. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair. We never knock, for nobody's there. Just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
Those when the load is new, just Molly and me, and baby make three. We're happy in my new heaven.
Italian meal.
You eat spaghetti?
No, no, you fool. I have big plate of pasta vazool.
Pasta vazool? What does that mean?
That's noodles with navy beans.
Oh, something to eat, a very good dish.
You fool with me, John. You know gabish?
Pasta vazool. That's the stuff you want to eat. Pasta vazool. That's just a candy beat. First and impasto, that's an appetizer fine. And when you finish, some Italian wine. Pasta vazula, make it thin and make you fat. Pasta vazula, like this or like that. If you want to be a great big chic, have a new gal every week. Don't be a fool. Eat pasta vazool. What makes Pebroon strong with the fat? And makes a little jockey skinny like that? What makes Delaney think that he knows how to fight? Pasta vazool, because he eats them every night. What makes Ty Cobb get the umpire's goat? And Isabella say Columbus take a boat? What makes a Whopper a speak family? What made Lindbergh fly across the sea? Pasta vazula, that's a very good to eat. Pasta vazula, that's a never can be beat. First and impasto, that's an appetizer fine. And when you finish, some Italian wine. Pasta vazula, make a weaker man strong. Pasta vazula, make you live very long. If you got a kids 2, 3, 4, and you think you like to have a couple of more, don't be a fool. Eat pasta vazula.
Only if it's homemade. That's what I say. Avoid the canned stuff. Get the real stuff at home. Definitely. Pasta fazool. Oh, boy. Nice, nice song and a nice plate of food. That and Shank. And I was thinking of Chico Marx there briefly. And, why wouldn't I? Before that, Gene Austin with his monster huge hit recording, My Blue Heaven. Starting with Scrappy Lambert from the big broadcast CD, Me and My Shadow. Continuing now, we're going to start with one from 26, only for basically because it's a set and it's got some cohesion to it. I just think a lot of songwriters tend to drink at the same watering holes, or they might be, I don't know, basically drinking the same, whatever they're drinking, it isn't water, but whatever these guys are drinking, they seem to have a similar inspiration and maybe a very inspired hearing, too. But we're going to start with Benny Davis singing with Jan Garber and his orchestra, 1926. Then two from 27, just to get us back into it. 26 was a good year, too, and so was 28. The later 20s were, by and large, a pretty good year for pretty good years for anything. Mostly music. And here's Benny Davis singing his big hit. And that would be Babyface.
Thank you. one can understand. It puts you in demand. Say, I know one who has it, and she stands right out. Am I happy? Am I proud? You can pick her in a crowd, for she's got it. And plenty of it, brother, she's got it. I never saw another have so much of such and such. She's really not exquisite, but after all, what is it? Lips and eyes, just like a million others, still what made me fall? Now it ain't that, that ain't it. That is that, and it is it. Say she's got it, that's all.
It's amazing the playlist choices that will occur to you at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're under-caffeinated, over-frazzled, and looking for grasping at straws for cleverness. And I was astonished. It didn't occur to me that that last song had sounded like Babyface or Rosy Cheeks, yet it does. There's another one called Lovable that does, but that was a little more clever than just a pure imitation. She's got it. And that was Ted Weems, Parker Gibbs on the vocal, and that's a hot recording, I gotta say. Before that, also from the Big Broadcast CD, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, Rosy Cheeks, if you'll forgive the expression. I bet his cheeks were red when somebody pointed out the similarity between that and Babyface. If I were cleverer still, I would have looked up the composers of those pieces. But oh my God, it's like they're trying to be the same. Amazing stuff. Plagiarism is nothing new. Yep. Starting with Babyface, the originator of all these other faces, Jan Garber and his orchestra, and Benny Davis, the lyricist on that piece, was singing his own stuff. Hey, hey. Now, we're going to leave the world of cookie-cutter songwriting, which I think to a great extent has always been with us. Although all those pieces have something to recommend them in their own way, so it's not as if they were exact imitations of each other or of the first one, and definitely the last one wasn't, but they all have something special and the performances are absolutely wonderful. So there's nothing to complain about here. Unless you're one of the heirs and assigns of Benny Davis. And continuing, we're going to leave this realm of similarity to something totally different. Alberta Hunter singing with Fats Waller, again, seated at the Este in Camden, New Jersey in 1927, with my favorite song of a medical nature, Sugar.
I never may be my sugar. That's why my sugar is so confectionary. Funny, he never pleads for my money. But when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his sweet lips if I was a bee. Because he's sweeter than any candy is to me. Oh, sugar, I never cheat on my sugar. Cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kissing, and oh, what petting. Oh, what loving I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a day. Here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm going to meet my sweetie now. I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kisses and oh, what pets. Oh, what love and I will soon be getting. Yay, boy, what a day. Here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Was a most successful beau when he called on Juliet's old fair. But my sweetie, you should see, he don't need no balcony. He can do his loving anywhere. Hey, hey, just got a manicure and a good shampoo. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Got a brand new hat, brand new this and a brand new that. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. I think of how his arms come stealing. I'm so nervous, girls, you know that little feeling. I'm just nearly wild. Come on, mother, save your child. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now.
Yes, well, that was that was Jane Green. And I have a 78 of that. I think sounds better than that transfer, but I may delve into it and try to make a go of that. It's a little crisper than that, I'm afraid. But not bad. It's worth hearing, definitely. Before that, we had Sophie Tucker. Who else? After You've Gone. Eddie Lang on there on the guitar with Miff Mole. Miff Mole and his little molars. Oh, my God. For that a song, speaking of After You've Gone, I think, without getting too morbid, I think this is the song I want played at my funeral, for ironic effect. Alberta Hunter, I want this record played, actually, because I don't think anybody would do it as well as this. Alberta Hunter with Fats Waller on the organ, Sugar. And getting back into the realm of the living and the all happy little things here. We're going to explore some of the higher points of 1927 with regard to the arranger's art and orchestra as instrument. And we're going to start with Duke Ellington with his opening salvo across the bow of musical mediocrity. You have to remember, too, just 10 years before you had the original Dixieland jazz band playing just raucous stuff, sounding like the jazz equivalent of punk rock. And jazz got very, very sophisticated in just a few years, and especially with electric recording. Duke here he's hit the ground running, and this is from 1927. The Washingtonians, East St. Louis, Toodaloo. Speaking of saying, I gotta get off that topic. He's St. Louis Tutelo. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Hop Off, and that was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Before that, we had Whiteman Stomp. Amazing arrangement. I think commissioned for Paul Whiteman, and he recorded it, but the Fletcher Henderson recording, amazing. And before that, of course, Duke Ellington as the Washingtonians, Duke Ellington and his orchestra playing East St. Louis Toodaloo. Now, it just is something to say that this music is by no means crude. It is by no means unsophisticated. There is such a level of sophistication in what you're hearing tonight that it's astonishing. We haven't, to some extent, maintained it, but it was very complex. And there was further examples of its complexity and its while maintaining a beat, maintaining hot playing. They'll be heard throughout the next hour, no doubt. You'll love this stuff. If you enjoy something to chew on melodically, it's good stuff here. Of course, some people like trad jazz and they just want to hear Saints Go Marching In for endless repetitions. But this stuff, this is high art. It really is. This stuff owes nothing to Beethoven or any of those composers. It's our own art form. It's what we came up with in this country after we decided to be rotten in a lot of other ways. But at least we gave the world this. And I think maybe it cancels out some of our debts. Continuing now with the Utica Institute Jubilee Singers. And this is not Utica, New York, by the way. It's Utica, Mississippi, which was named after Utica, New York, of all things. But, yes, these are Jubilee Singers, but they're singing a popular song. This is somewhat archaic, but, again, it was recorded in 1927. We have a wide panorama of different musical styles tonight, and this is more different than most. Here are the Utica Institute Jubilee Singers with, this sounds like sugar, but it's not. It's honey. It's more natural and better for you.
I had a dream the other night, the sweetest dream of all. I dreamed I saw a big black man behind the garden wall.
Honey, 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 little eyes, I love you, honey. Little eyes, I love you,
honey.
Love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
the lies I love you,
honey,
love you best of all. He came around to my back door, he'd asked for turtledove. Now look, Eliza, tell me truth.
Who am that guy you love?
Honey, 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 little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I
honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
honey, love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
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 love you the best of all.
Honey, honey, honey.